It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time, and that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, April the 23rd, and we are back live from beautiful Austin, Texas. And I hope you all had a wonderful holiday last week. Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment is back with us as well, producer of this program, and he's here to make the program run. And we have another great show for you this evening. In a few minutes, after the short break that we'll be taking, we will be joined once again from Monterrey, Mexico, by Gestalt therapist Agustin Arellano. And I came across Agustin's book, Celebrando el Cuerpo de Luz, Celebrating the Body of Light, about 2 years ago when I was in a hotel in Mexico, and I had to have him on the program right away. And it was a great interview, and he is back this time to talk about medical biomagnetism for chronic illness, about Gestalt therapy, and about his upcoming book about art therapy. And also in Mexico, Laura Galavinas will be back to report in from the retirement paradise, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And musician, director, producer Rhonda Jean Nielsen will be joining us from Utah to talk about her full and colorful career in the arts, music, and film. She's busy doing a lot. So it'll be really interesting to speak with her. And since yesterday was Earth Day, and I had a few reminders today about the importance of getting out in nature, I'm going to talk about why it's important that we connect with our Mother Earth and get out if it's us. And throughout this evening's show, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. My email address is Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, @ drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. And you can hear this evening's program again by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And the link to the podcast, along with any website links and important information that my guests share on this program, all of that will be posted later tonight or early tomorrow morning. And you can hear the podcast of this program as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. For information about upcoming shows and to listen to previous shows and read about previous programs, read my blogs and Huffington Post and Thrive Global, watch the videos that we have made on YouTube, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And you can also hear the podcasts of previous shows and find out what's coming up in the next few weeks by going to Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for all of the information with up-to-the-minute updates, just follow me on Facebook. And my Facebook address is Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing here in Austin, Texas, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and with caregivers. And for the past few years, have also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And part of the time, my office is in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really great resource for veterans and for their families, you can check out their website at heroesnightout.org. Want to contact me? Do you have a question or a comment, something you want me to know about? Send me an email to Dr. Mara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L.com. Go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6973. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psycho Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909 or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. This evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-752. Okay, so we're going to take a brief break, play a couple of commercials, and when we come back, we'll be joined on the phone by Agustin Arellano, who will be joining us from Monterrey, Mexico. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel. We'll be back after words from our sponsors.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years right here on blogtalkradio.com and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us once again from Monterrey, Mexico, Gestalt therapist Agustin Arellano. And he's here this evening back to talk with us about medical biomagnetism, chronic illness. Maybe we'll talk about Gestalt therapy a little bit and his upcoming book, Art Therapy.
Hi, Mara. Hello.
How are you this evening? Can you hear me?
Oh,
okay?
Fine. Yes. Everything is good.
Just a reminder, there's a slight delay when we speak like this.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm so glad to have you back on the program. The last time you were on was about 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So what have you been up to since that time?
Well, I've been mainly working with the biomagnetic pair, or also called biomagnetic therapy. And I have been going through all Central and South America and also Mexico, visiting different places to show how this works and also, you know, promoting the book. I've been in some of the book fairs, especially for the first time in the Cuba book fair, which was kind of difficult. We waited many years to go in. And probably this year we'll go for the first time into the Guadalajara, which is the largest in Latin America.
Wow. And is that to promote the book, Celebrando el Cuerpo de Luz?
Yes, and also the new one about the art therapy.
Okay. All right. So the last time you were on, you said that you were getting ready to translate the book into English. Is it in English yet?
Yeah, no, it's already. We're in the last proofreading process now.
Okay, excellent. So those of us who don't speak Spanish fluently or read it fluently will be able to read your book. I'm looking forward to that.
Also, it's coming in French too.
Oh, great. So I assume before we get on to talking about what biomagnetism is, maybe you can let our listeners know a little bit about who you are, if they haven't heard you on this program before.
Yeah, well, I have been working with different areas of healing, but also teaching. Mainly, I'm a language teacher at the university, but also I've been interested in finding the traditional and alternative ways of healing. So in both areas is where I've been working the last 20 years. Right now, it's what takes most of my time is the biomagnetic pair and, you know, making research and finding more about this, which is brand new. It was started in 1988. I have just about 10 years working on it, but every day we read something new or we learn something new because it's a brand new technique. But it is so effective that it cured me. This is the reason I get into it. I was sick for about 15 years, and, well, I had a friend who knew about this, and she showed me where to go, and so I got much better. So I said, well, one day I will learn how to do this. So I started, and now I'm trying to practice in different ways and, you know, making more research and being more serious about it because it's just starting. It's only 25 years. Since Dr. Goy discovered it.
What is biomagnetism?
Well, you know, this technique that was found in 88, Dr. Goy was trying to heal someone who had AIDS, and he found the first pair in the whole method, which is the thymus rectum. And with two magnets, he could heal this guy who had AIDS. So he wrote a book in 2003, AIDS is Curable, and then he started, you know, this research from 88 till now. He is 75 years now. And, well, he found more than 300 different pairs with the help of different doctors in Mexico, Ecuador, Argentina, also in Europe, in France, in Germany, in Italy. And, well, he's doing right now university. And in Spain, they are trying to train doctors in Madrid University, El Escorial, who are willing to find out more about these methods, you know, in different healing techniques. So he started by serendipity, you know. He found this one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was helped with the approach of Dr. Richard Bornheimer, who was the chief medical in the 80s in NASA. He found that he could diagnose with the plantar reflex, you know, putting the feet together and saying different parts of the body. At the time, he's moving the feet. When the feet goes in, it shows that it's acid, or if it goes out, it's alkaline. So this is the way the diagnosis takes place, you know, by scanning the whole body in the places he has found that we have bacteria, virus, fungus.
Huh.
So, it's to learn all the places and then to practice going all through all the body. That's how
and
it works.
It's not invasive.
Well, you have to learn the places first. A little of anatomy and physiology, and your mental effort to go scanning through all the body. You know, and learn this plantar reflex technique, which is kind of kinesiology. And so you find what places in the body need the attention.
Okay. And it involves magnets?
Yes, magnets that are higher of 1,000 Gauss.
Uh-huh.
They should be higher, because if not, then it's a different technique. It's magnetotherapy, which is all magnets below 1,000, or that you have to put many times. This is one-time thing. You impact the patient once, and that's it.
Okay. Huh. And it's not a painful technique. It's not invasive, it sounds like.
It's not invasive at all, and it has no collateral damage or any secondary effect. It's just an impact of magnets that changes the pH, and so the virus, bacteria, fungus, or parasites can live in that place, so the body gets healed.
Huh. And you're going around teaching about this? Are you coming up here to the U.S.?
Yes, and to some cities, mostly with the Latino population, and also helping people who cannot afford a different way to get healed.
Right. Are you coming to Texas at all?
I hope sometime.
Okay. The big Latino population here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great to meet you and watch you do this. And do you have a lot of people interested? Do you have a lot of people turning out for these?
Well, I don't have a long time working, but right now I have like 10,000 patients, and because every time I go out, there are people, like 50 people every day, so little by little it has been, you know, getting more people, and also the word of mouth, bringing more people. So it has been, a great experience to go and help people who really couldn't find a solution for what they have. It can resolve a lot of issues, not only biological, but also mental, emotional, psychological problems too. So
does it help with things like depression and anxiety?
Yeah, depression. When you are working in a psychological trauma, you just couldn't solve it. Well, it helps a lot.
Interesting.
So it's not only biological, but also mental and spiritual.
Right. Now, you also do Gestalt therapy, isn't that right?
Yes, yeah, the Gestalt. So what I've been doing now is combining. If I have a patient that has, more than 2 months working with the niche and just can solve it, then I go to the magnets. And it helps, work it out much, much easier and faster.
Right. So what is Gestalt therapy for those who've never heard of it?
Well, Gestalt therapy is a branch of the humanistic stream of psychological therapies, talk therapies. And it's it has three main pillars, like to be here and now, to be aware, and also to take responsibility. So with these three steps, you can generate a therapy process that can, help to resolve any issue in your psychological, emotional life.
Right.
It's a kind of confrontative therapy, so a lot of people don't like it very much. But it's faster than many others, and also goes to the very core of the problem in a very humanistic way.
And now you're working on art therapy. You're writing a book about art therapy.
Yes,
right?
Art therapy, because it's what really worked for me when I was in Mazatlan. I was working with kids, and I went through a lot of different methods, and art therapy was the best in results. We use clay to work, and, well, the emotions are really good, get along very well with clay. I have from 8 to 12 years old, and they were coming one other day, and and they really like it, you know, to work and make different works and bring out all the feelings, all the problems could be solved with an art, with a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when
yeah.
they finish and they start talking what they did. Well, they could work easily, you know, without crying or without getting too emotional. Just finding out what happened. And it was great because they could solve it faster, you know. The younger, the faster they work, you know. They didn't get inhibited to talk about, you know, deeper feelings.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a lot of artists and musicians on this program, you know, because art and music is so healing. And not just listening to the music or looking at the artwork, but actually doing it, like you're describing, is really
yeah.
powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the catharsis really helps, you know, to elaborate all the issues you can have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we need also painting, a lot of painting. But
mm-hmm.
the number one of all the different approaches was clay, you know, working with the pottery.
And why is that? Why is the clay more effective than painting?
Well, because, you know, the most of children are told not to get dirt, you know, not to step on the dirt or not to touch it. And so they were having fun, you know, breaking all those rules and working with clay and water. So
mm-hmm.
maybe that makes it, you know, all the rebel guys to feel that freedom, you know, at large and really get out whatever they have hidden.
Right, right. So maybe painting would work for a different cultural group.
Yeah, painting would be for something more sophisticated or grown up, you know, maybe after 13 or 14. But children are really good with clay. And I was working with a technique that was developed by Violet Oaklander. She really had like 10 different manuals about her experience with painting and, or drawing and clay. Those two techniques
mm-hmm.
are the ones that she used.
Right. So you mainly use art therapy with children.
Yeah, but also adults. I have maybe 20% of the adults, they are willing to do it too. Some others
uh-huh.
are not very easy. Or they're not very comfortable because they feel that ridiculous. But those who dare to work, it really works. You know, it really makes wonders.
Mm-hmm.
What they really
yes.
you know want experience. Yeah.
Yes. You know, I've had people on this program who work with veterans who have PTSD using whatever form of artwork the veteran wants to use, and have found it to be really, really helpful in dealing with the issues related to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. Yeah, we have different approaches, you know, also theater, masks, sandalas, mandalas, you know, depending what they're attracted more.
Mm.
You know? But all together
okay.
make the whole, you know, workshop. But we go through different techniques, depending what
okay.
what is better for each one, you know, each individual.
So you use music as
yes.
well and drama.
Yeah,
right.
Especially. That works a lot.
Uh-huh. And where is that? You do that in Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico City, Monterrey, Mazatlán, and Guadalajara. In Guadalajara,
uh-huh.
we're having in a couple of workshops in May. We're going to be from 7 through 14 doing the different workshops and also, you know, trying to make more social work. I have a cousin who is related to street children, and he has two programs. We're going to go with art therapy to work with them. Also,
mm-hmm.
I have a friend from California, Patrick Gesh. He comes with a painting workshop, too. And we're, you know, doing social service with that.
Okay. And is it all in Spanish?
Yes, it's Spanish.
Okay. So if people are interested in that, they need to be fluent in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, especially.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're doing twice a year in English, but mostly in Spanish.
Where do you do the ones in English?
Well, Patrick is doing it in Puerto Vallarta and also in Cancun.
Oh, okay. When is that in Puerto Vallarta? You know, the
I think
the
next one will be
show.
By June or July.
Okay.
And next year in March we'll be in Merida, near to Cancun.
Okay. Well, you know, I have a guest on this program every other week who's in Puerto Vallarta. She's actually on the program tonight later on, talking about the retirement community there, because there are a lot of Americans in Vallarta who have retired there. So that's a good piece of information to pass along, that they have, you have this, you're having this workshop in Vallarta in June or July.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and also we'll be going to present the new book too before the book fair in November. So by October we're going to be by to some of the reading clubs in Puerto Vallarta.
Okay. To do book signings or to promote the book, launch the book.
And to promote the book and have a workshop along with the book. The book is like a handout, so, you know, a handbook that will help through the workshop. So you can go
mm-hmm.
through the different chapters according to what you feel more comfortable working with.
Okay, and that'll be in October.
In October, yes. Yes.
Mhm. Okay. Well, that's, you know, I'll let her know that so she can spread the word, and we'll certainly talk about it here on the program for people who are interested in going to Vallarta.
Yeah.
All right. So your book, you expect the book to come out in November?
No, the book will come in May because we have
presentations
beforehand. We're going to present it in Quito, in Ecuador. We have 6 cities to visit with the book. And also, I'm not going, but the book is going to be in the book fair of Lima in Peru. That will be in mid-July. And also in August in a local fair we have here, and in October in Monterey.
All right. Okay. And will people be able to buy the book online if they be able to order it?
Yes.
Okay. How can they?
It will be available from May 20, I think.
In Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah.
Great. And so, how can they order that?
Through the web page. It's casamec.com. Casamec.
What is
with
it?
K. Casamec. C A S A. Casamec. M E K. .com.
Okay.
It will be there.
Okay,
and also
great.
The audiobook of the first one, it's already available.
Okay. All right. I'll put that on my web post about this program. And so I know that you are sometimes in the U.S. You said you go to cities around the U.S. What are your plans, upcoming workshops in the U.S.?
Well, we're finding the best dates. Maybe September and November will be a couple of workshops, especially with spiritual stuff, meditation, and also art therapy with meditation.
And do you know where they'll be?
It may be in Los Angeles and also in Denver.
Oh, in Denver. Okay.
Yeah, Denver, we have a congress in July. We're waiting maybe 1,200 people. It's an international congress, and well, over there we're going to have a gallery that is coordinated by Patrick Gesh, and also a workshop for artists who are into different spiritual areas who are willing to share with others their interest in, you know, different sacred matters.
Right, and that's in Denver?
That's in Denver from 19th to 23rd July.
Okay.
And there is a web page about it. It's ic17.org.
ic17.org?
Yes. And
all
there
right.
is
a
place where you can find about the artist's retreat, and also the gallery. And everybody's welcome to participate, just coordinate with Patrick Gesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when will you be in L.A.?
I'm not sure, but I think it will be after that, so it will be by early September or in August, late August.
Okay. All right. Is there one central place where you advertise all of these workshops that you're doing?
Well, in different
web pages,
according to the group who is working.
Okay.
The most I put in my own and the Facebook, and also in the CasaMeg.com page. That's the one I use more.
Okay, so CasaMeg.com is one place where people,
yeah.
A central place, and then your Facebook page, which is just
yes.
Your name.
Yes, Agustin Arellano 606.
Mm-hmm. 606?
Yeah,
okay.
According to the Rancho book, that's the number of the earth. So I put it.
Right. Is that the frequency?
Yeah, the frequency of earth, of the terrestrial or the material world, opposed
uh-huh.
to 999, the consciousness.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yes, it's
all
very
right,
interesting
so
book. It's 2,097 pages, and, well, it has lots of different information. I also took some of the information I put in the book about the artistry, the celestial artisans, those who create the sounds of the universe and stuff like that, which is really amazing, all the data that handles the Rancho book.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So if the sound of the earth was in a key.
Yeah.
What would that be? Do you know?
A sharp. A sharp.
A sharp?
Yes.
All right. Well,
and it's interesting that you can find it in many places in different cultures. I don't remember the name of the horn that is playing in the Tibet is a sharp. The main bell of all the bells in St. Peter's Square, it's a sharp too. And
huh.
Also when a just born baby cries, it's also a sharp. So there's
what?
Something with
wow.
that note. Yeah.
Wow. And is that the sound that the key that people say om?
Well, I don't know. Actually, but I think that if you say that in that key, it will be something different, you know. An insight will
it'll
come,
be more,
for sure.
It'll be more powerful if you say om and
yeah.
A sharp.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. That is really interesting. And you said that the sound of consciousness or the frequency of consciousness is 999?
The movement of the consciousness, and when you get into the communion with the universe, is 12, 12, 12. In the different graphics, not only the late Kabbalists, but also Moshe Cordovero and many others talk about this, the numerology, the gematria, that goes into the deeper text, not just the superficial letters, but going deeper into the core of the numbers.
Uh-huh.
Recanati, Cordovero, and many other Kabbalists talk about it. So I think it's like getting all the knots together with the same level of the same frequency.
Right. Wow, that's interesting. Okay. Okay.
And when we try to do HR, sometimes it doesn't work, with our groups when we do mantras or do some exercise trying to focus on that, even though we may not achieve well, people get fun and later we'll be willing to try again and do something at home. But
Or the
most of the goal of the workshops is to motivate people to go further and look for the truth seekers, to go deeper and find out something else that they are missing in the whole picture. Maybe it's
right.
Something that will detonate the willingness of develop of higher level of consciousness. And well, all together
right.
Today we had a special meditation because of the Day of the Earth, and
uh-huh.
well, trying to send this change frequency to all the sentient beings. And well, the message is that of peace and consciousness, of love and service,
mm-hmm.
like a higher religion that will be consistent with that, you know, of love and service.
Mm-hmm. So you had that meditation today?
Yes, with a group of friends who are working with the same purpose, you know, to get better, get a better place to live, a better place to work, a better place to share with our families and
right.
friends, you know.
Right.
And well, that's
right.
the message, you know, to really go forth and achieve a better level of consciousness in this time, you know, not wait for another life of whatever we can do here, you know.
Right, exactly.
Here
exactly.
And
mm-hmm. Well, that's what this show is about, right? Being happy in this life.
Yes.
So, yes. Well, I really appreciate you coming back on the program and really have enjoyed talking with you. I'm going to look up these workshops that you're doing, and I'm going to post as much as I can on my web post about this program.
Hey, thank you.
And I can't wait to read the book in English when
oh, yeah.
it's ready.
Well, as soon as it's ready, you will have a copy.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, and good luck with the new book. And let's stay in touch. Keep me apprised of what you're doing. It's really interesting.
Thank you very much, Mara. And, well, it's a good greeting to all the people that are listening. And, well, wishing just the best.
Yes. Yes. And you take care. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and we have lots more to come, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpell is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpell, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
All right, and we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell and your golden years right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmaracarpell.com. And before I talk the topic that I am going to talk about today, which is the importance of connecting with the earth, which is really, it kind of fits with what Augustine was talking about just a few minutes ago. Let me just fill you in on the news. So if you've been listening to the program, then you've heard me say some of this already, but this is a reminder. Art has been uploading the YouTube videos of the interviews that I've done with guests who have been in the Austin studio for this program since January of 2016. And so each of those YouTube videos, once they are uploaded, you can find them on YouTube by searching my name, Dr. Mara Carpell, or you can go to my website and click on videos, and all of them will be there. And there are several. We have not had them uploaded all of them yet, so they keep checking and you'll find new ones from time to time. And if you know, if you're a regular listener, then you also know that I am a regular contributor on Arianna Huffington's new online magazine, ThriveGlobal.com, and several of my blogs have posted since November, and I have a new one coming out within the next few days. So keep a lookout for that. You can go to ThriveGlobal.com and, again, search my name, or follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and you'll know exactly when it is published, and you'll get the link there. Or go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, and click on blogs or publications. Either one of those will take you to all of my blogs from thriveglobal.com and my blogs that I have written for HuffingtonPost.com. And the latest one will be posted up there as soon as it's published. And my book is getting closer and closer every day toward publication. I have finished some of the finishing touches on it, and I'll keep you updated. If you follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, or follow me on Twitter, M-A-R-A-E-K, you'll find updated information as the book gets closer to publication, little pieces of information that you might be interested in. And stay connected for more news coming your way about this program and other things related to it. Okay, so yesterday was Earth Day, as Augustine reminded us, and the great American author Henry David Thoreau wrote, "I believe there is a subtle magnetism in nature, which, if we unconsciously yield to it, will direct us aright." And there really is a magnetism to nature. When we are in nature around trees, grass, plants, mountains, bodies of water, the ocean, lakes, rivers, it changes us. And it's real interesting because today a friend on Facebook posted the question asking if we had taken time to lie under a tree and just breathe while listening to the wind and the birds. And another friend posted an article about the brain-changing effects of sitting at the beach. And these both reminded me that I haven't spent enough time in nature lately, and I'm missing the peace that comes with that and the perspective that comes from being out in nature. And so I went and sat outside under a tree in my backyard and realized that, wow, I haven't done that in a while, and what a difference it makes. Just those few minutes, I felt like I could actually breathe. I took a long breath and a long sigh of relief. And since yesterday was Earth Day, this is a perfect time to talk about the benefits of being in nature and connecting with this beautiful Mother Earth. And in general, I really believe that most of us spend way too much time inside, indoors, in front of our computers, on our smartphones, watching television, and all of that we're doing when we're not actually sitting at a desk in an office. And not only do we miss out on the fresh air and the vitamin D that comes from the sun, but we forget our place on this earth and our connection to the earth and why it's so important to keep the earth healthy. You know, this is our only home, and all of this beauty is so important, and it feeds us. And this is where, you know, this is where we get our food, from this earth and the air that we breathe and the water that we drink. And it's so important for us to keep it clean and vital and living, keeping it alive. It's a living, breathing organism, and if we don't take care of it, the earth will die, and when the earth dies, we die. But being out in nature reminds us of how much we want to take care of it. We have a desire to take care of the earth when we're in nature and we connect to it. We feel so good being around nature, and we realize that we have become disconnected from our Mother Earth. And then there are many physical and emotional benefits to just being out in nature. Aside from our realization that we need to take care of it, but we actually have direct benefits from being in nature. So, for example, did you ever notice that when you walk on the beach or you walk in the park or walk in the woods or on a mountain path, that your attitude completely shifts? If you've been feeling stressed out, that it feels like the weight of the world just leaves your shoulders, and that you start to have a different perspective and realize that your problems and your stresses are really so small compared to the vastness of this earth and of our universe. There's something about being in nature that is so powerful in shifting our mood and helping us to calm down when we feel anxious or stressed. In fact, there's been research that has shown that even having a view of nature, even looking out the window at trees and grass or mountains or what bodies of water, anything nature, flowers, outside our window, has measurable, significant benefits on our health, such as speeding recovery from surgery. There was actually a study that showed that when people had surgery, if they had a window while they were recovering that looked out on nature, they recovered faster from surgery. They also found in research that looking out at nature increases peak performance in working, that people do much better and really achieve much more in their work when they're able to look out the window at nature rather than being in a windowless room with fluorescent light. And it improves work satisfaction, so people feel happier at work and they feel more satisfied by their work. It's very, very draining, emotionally and physically draining, to be in a windowless room with artificial lighting. So having the natural light coming in through the window and looking out at nature while you're working changes your ability to work better and to feel better when you work. You know, and several guest programs, if you've been listening, and I have talked many times myself, we have spoken frequently about the benefits of meditation and just sitting still, letting our thoughts slow down. But many of us, and I'm sure you've noticed, many of you have noticed this for yourselves, we have a hard time quieting our minds. So when we're under stress, our mind keeps going when we try to sit still and find that place of stillness. And so Eckhart Tolle, the famous speaker and author, wrote in his book, Stillness Speaks, that an easy way to start the process of slowing down our thoughts and being in stillness is to connect or commune with nature. So he wrote, look at a tree, a flower, a plant. Let your awareness rest upon it, how still they are, how deeply rooted in being. And when we do that, it helps us to start to slow down and become still and be present ourselves. So, and then this can lead to a longer meditation practice. So I want to jump to that article that my friend posted about the benefits of being at the beach. And it's not a, you know, a funny article, although we all think of going to the beach and partying, and of course we'd rather be at the beach. But there are some benefits that are more specific to being by the ocean. And I would venture to say, further than what this article said, that really any moving body of water has these benefits. So, for example, the positive ions that come from the ocean waves, they're also, we feel them after a thunderstorm, and you can also feel the benefits of positive ions near a candle, near a fire, and near waterfalls, so moving water, negative ions. And those negative ions help us to get into a better mood and help us to calm down. So it's a very quick, powerful mood booster to be near the ocean or to be near any moving body of water, really. Researchers have found that being by the beach or the ocean, it's considered being in a blue space, where you look out on this vast ocean of blue with the blue sky, and that this has an effect on our creativity, that it tends to clear our head and helps us to approach problems that we have or projects in a more creative way. And so just being in that space is similar to meditation and helps us to bring about a feeling of calm that we need in order to focus and to be more creative. And again, I have that same feeling in any place where there is where, you know, your view of the sky is not obstructed by buildings, when you're looking out on grass and trees. And I think you probably will get some of those benefits even if you're in a forest surrounded by trees. Then, of course, there's the hypnotic sound of waves, and that's very specific to being by the beach. And many people have tapes, and well, now it's CDs, or they listen online to the sound of the ocean. I've had tapes since long ago. I grew up near the ocean, and so for me, listening to the tapes of the ocean waves always helped me to go to sleep at night. So just listening to ocean waves, whether you're there in person or listening through a recording, has the benefit of calming you down and can help you sleep, but also can help you to meditate and turn inward and reflect on life in a way that is far from the chaos of life. It's a very calming, peaceful place. And you can also get that same experience if you're listening to the sound of waterfalls, or you're listening to the sound of a bubbling brook, or even in a forest, listening to the sound of the wind through the leaves, listening to birds. All of those have an effect in terms of calming us down and helping us to get into a more meditative state. And overall, spending time at the beach, as they wrote, or I would say anywhere in nature, helps to give us a different perspective and helps us to realize that our problems are really minor compared to, as I said, the vastness of this earth and the universe. Looking up at the sky at night can be really can have a really powerful effect in helping us to gain perspective, you know, looking at all those stars out there. So here are some tips for communing with nature. And, you know, it can be as simple as taking a walk in the park. Okay. If you're able to go to the beach, go to the beach. Spend some time at the beach. Or go sit near a lake or a river or a stream. Or if you live near the mountains, go somewhere where you can actually see the mountains or go hiking in the mountains. Or even sit in your backyard if you have trees and flowers and birds. And we have rabbits in our backyard. All of that will change your mood and change your perspective and reduce stress. Sit under a tree. Trees have a magnetism all their own. They have have a tremendous amount of energy. So sitting under a tree, hugging a tree, yes, that's funny, but actually being right up against a tree, sitting with your back up against the tree, you absorb some of the energy of the tree. And so it's very powerful in calming down. Or plant a garden. And if you can't get outside, plant some plants indoors. Even talking to a pet or petting a pet, very powerful. And author Terry Hershey, who's been on this program, wrote in his book, The Power of Pause, that one way to reduce stress is to look at the moon if you can. If the moon is out, then stare at it and breathe in and breathe out, he wrote. And think of this moonlight bathing your whole life, even the parts that are disorganized and unfinished. And if you can't get outside, look out the window. And if your window faces trees or any sort of nature, then spend some time looking out the window. Otherwise, look at a photograph of nature. That can actually have powerful benefits. Spend time meditating as you gaze at the photograph. Or use imagery. So one imagery that involves nature is to close your eyes and imagine that you're floating on a giant leaf, gently drifting along with the current of a lazy river. Or listen to a recording of ocean waves and imagine yourself lying on the beach if you can't get to the beach. So all of these are really powerful ways of reducing our stress, and they help us to remember that we really need to take care of this magical place that we call home, Mother Earth. We have no other home. So let's all take care of it. And on that note, we're going to take a brief break, and Laura Galizunas is going to join us from the beautiful beaches of Puerto Vallarta. And don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Flying so high now, shows a man where to fish. Watch me send it, he lies in his hammock. Teaches tourists how to live, and he knows how to live. Thunder high in that mountain, watch the clouds rolling in. Senorita, they dance on that shoreline, making plans for that kiss, and they know how to kiss. They say that we're 1 hour behind,
senoritas to keep us in time. That poppy CT just blows through my mind. It takes me back to my place, Punta Mita time.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaracarpel.com. And now joining us on the phone once again, Laura Gelazunas is joining us from the beautiful retirement paradise by the beach, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Good evening, Laura.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, another day. Perfect weather today, I must give it that.
Oh, yeah. What was the weather today?
I don't know, low 80s, not a lot of humidity. The pool water is warm enough to get into.
That sounds perfect.
That's perfect. Good breeze blowing.
Yeah.
Floating around in the pool.
Very nice. Well, I was just talking about how, you know, we don't get outdoors enough, but certainly in Puerto Vallarta, people are outdoors much of the time because it's so beautiful.
Yes, it's, when the weather is cooperative, it's easier to get outdoors. I mean, if it's,
yes.
You know, nobody's going to be, you know,
true.
Going like for a long walk with their dog when it's, you know, 10 below zero or whatever. So,
that's
yeah.
That's true.
I think the weather plays a big part of that, and I think the weather plays a big part on your emotional state and your, you know, where you are mentally. You know, if you're stuck in the house because the weather is bad, then, you know, you're not going to have much, you know, natural stimulation.
Exactly. And down there, the weather is usually pretty nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, and the house is always, the windows are open, my front door is always open, it's, you know, you're just more outside and more in tune with what's going on. Even
so
when it's hot.
Yeah, well, then you can get to the beach and go into the water and cool off, right?
Yeah, that would be, or go to a friend's house and go swimming.
Right.
Because I don't have a pool.
So what's been going on down there? Did everybody go home after Easter or before Easter?
Yeah, kind of a little bit of an exodus there. A lot of people go home, you know, during April, first part of May. A lot of the snowbirds leave to go back north for the summer. There's still a good group of expats here in the Bay. Some estimates have it at around 30,000, maybe 40,000 that are here year-round.
Well, that's a lot.
So that's that. The Friday foodie started up again.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah, so that group, there's a bunch of new restaurants, and, you know, restaurants are such an iffy business no matter where you are. And down here, there's such a restaurant snobbery that you have to be really, really different. There is. And, you know, the restaurant business is crazy anyway. So if you're going to open a restaurant, you know, and you want people to come, you know, we're always like, oh, man, you better go in the first 4 or 5 months because we don't know if they're going to stay open. So going to hit some new spots. Hopefully they will, a couple of them are really good. So. Some new Asian. Yeah, there's a new small plates, but they feature Thai cuisine, Korean, and Vietnamese.
Oh, wow.
So. And she does pho on the Saturdays and sells out every week. So,
wow. Well, that's a big change in Mexico, right?
Yeah. I mean, people, you know. I mean, I like Mexican food, but, you know, they got to do something really spectacular for me to stand back and go, wow, that was really good.
Right.
It's all
about
the sauce.
Well, you get a lot of Mexican
food. It's all about,
food,
yeah. And there's a couple new seafood restaurants that have opened. And one is really is particularly good because they're using different spices, they're using different sauces, they're using different, you know, instead of just the same old stuff. So, And then we got one seafood restaurant that's doing vegan ceviches, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
You just leave out the fish. You know, everything else is the same.
Right.
You just leave out the fish, or you leave out the shrimp
right.
or whatever.
right.
You know, the flavor profile isn't that different, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they do a really good one with fresh coconut. Fresh coconut, red onions, cucumbers, some cilantro. They do it in like a vinegar, and then they use sweetened coconut as like a garnish and habanero peppers, of course. It's like, it's just like an awesome combination. And so all their ceviches and all their agua chilies have different, you know, vinegars, different citrus, different, you know, other things. Obviously, agua chili is not cooked with heat. You're cooking with the acid out of the vinegar and or the citrus that you're mixing with it.
Right.
So, yeah, some of them are like plate-licking good. So, and they make their own tostadas, and they add black and white sesame seeds.
Nice.
So when you come
back.
Sounds
great.
And they're only open for lunch. That's some kind of Mexican tradition, is that they're open from 11 to 6. People don't eat ceviche at night. I was like, okay, I get the whole traditional thing, but, you know, you're in a spot that's not convenient for lunch.
Right.
So hopefully some of these places will start being open for dinner as well.
Yeah. So Laura, the guest that was on earlier is in Monterrey, Mexico, and he does all kinds of healing kind of work, including art therapy. He just wrote a book about art therapy, and he does, like, spiritual type of work and meditation. And anyway, most of his workshops are all around Mexico. Some are in the United States in Latino communities, and then mostly in Spanish. But he's actually going to be giving a workshop in Puerto Vallarta in English in June or July.
Oh, yep. That would be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to get the information to you so you can let people know about it. And
okay.
You know, that's really, really interesting. So he's the author whose book I found when I was there in Puerto Vallarta 2 years ago. Remember that?
Yes.
Yes, so... that same author.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah. So that would be something else going on in Vallarta.
Very good. Now, there's still things going on. The expats groups are still meeting. We started the Friday Foodies again. There's still art exhibits going on.
Mm-hmm.
Altruism Festival is May 14th. And that's that's like the last big hoopla of the year, so to speak. And there's usually, it benefits a dozen to 15 charities. And they have like 20 different booths that are done by local restaurants who donate, and you get to sample stuff. Sample drinks, sample food, and you pay one price, and you get to meander through and see all the people who are still here.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah, that's fun. It's like the 13th annual Altruism Festival.
And that's May 14th?
Yes, at the Marriott.
Uh-huh.
And that's 500 pesos.
Which is
to get in?
I don't know.
I'd have to divide it. It's like 18 pesos of the dollar now. So we're going to say, what, $27?
$27, and everything inside is free. All the food and the drinks.
Yeah,
are
all
free.
The food. There's entertainment. There's drinks.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. So,
mm-hmm.
and
very
benefits
nice.
Wide variety of associations, from animal shelters to the library to the Rotary Club to DEEF, which is the home. Health. What am I trying to say? I can't think of it in English. all kinds of stuff. I can't think of the word now. So yeah.
Okay.
So numerous. You know, at least a dozen or so definitions.
Mm-hmm.
What am I trying to say? I can't even think straight today. Nonprofits are gonna, you know, split the money. So
right.
Awesome. So you get a chance to see a lot of people you haven't seen in a while, and at the same time, you get to eat all kinds of good food.
Right. And those, that group Friday Foodies that you were talking about earlier, that starts up just now, right? And it goes all
through the
summer?
Yeah, we just started the first one. Yeah, the first one was Friday, this past Friday.
Uh-huh.
So, and they're going to do...
And it's all summer.
All summer. Mm-hmm. Every Friday. So there's a different restaurant picked every week. Each restaurant, sometimes restaurants offer us, you know, like a special menu or chef's table type thing. Or you can, you know, some restaurants, you know, you just order off the menu. But it's a chance to get in touch and meet people that are here year-round. So you can expand your bubble.
Yeah, that's great. And if people are interested in looking for places for next high season, is it still a good time right now to come down and look?
Certainly, they can, you know, you want to look, you know, now's a good time, you know, to come down and stay for a long weekend, you know, and see what neighborhoods you want to live in, where you like being, you know, what part of the action. It's still fairly lively right now. We're not in the doldrums of summer, so to speak, which really didn't happen last year. But, you know, give you a chance to check out what neighborhoods, what units, you know, what's available for next year. And many people have already rented their place for next year. So.
Wow. So time. People need to start moving on it, huh?
Yeah, start. You know, if that's what you're thinking about, there's lots of information online, you know, about health care and insurance and whether or not you bring your car down, you know, just all the rules and new rules and regulations. But, yeah, I give you a lot of information on that. So somebody can be helpful.
And what about if people are interested in buying?
I can certainly help them with that.
Okay.
With lots of new developments going in, you know, which can be, you know, your part-time home. It can also be a way for you to gather rental income, you know, when you're not down here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. Still very much a seller's market, I mean buyer's market right now, so.
Uh-huh.
And they can contact me.
Okay, and how can they do that?
They can go to my website, which is Puerto Vallarta CondosForSale.com. Four is spelled out F-O-R.
Okay, and I will put that on my website, as I usually do, in the post about this program. And Laura, where can people go if they're interested in finding out all of the events that are going on in Vallarta and the surrounding areas?
They can go to banderasnews.com. That's B-A-N-D-E-R-A-S news.com. And that's the only website in the Bay that is updated daily. So all the information is going to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out what's going on and make sure that you're a part of it.
Great. Well, thank you, Laura, for joining us this evening. And talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Certainly.
All right. Enjoy paradise.
I will be doing that.
Okay. All right.
It'll get warm in Texas soon enough.
Yeah. No, it's fine here. I know a lot of other places are still a little chilly, but summer's coming. All right. You have a good evening.
Great weekend. Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right. So we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by musician, director, producer Rhonda Jean Nielsen. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Before we throw it back to Chris Duhl at the World Car Studios, I wanted to share a little something with you. As many of you know, I enjoy writing songs in my spare time, so therefore I have lots of cool musician friends, some of whom are big Spurs fans. One of those musician friends of mine is singer Rhonda Nielsen. Anyway, Rhonda sent me a tune last week that she and some friends in Austin came up with. It's called Kicking It with the Spurs. Here it is. Hope you like it.
Kicking it at home with the Spurs of San Antonio.
backup eye juice is flowing a little bit for tonight's game as the Spurs will be kicking it with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Spurs coming in with a record.
All right, and we were just listening to the music of our next guest, Rhonda Jean Nielsen.
Hi, how are you? Thank you, and thanks for having me. Wow, that was a blast from the not-so-far past.
And just to let you know, there's a slight delay when we talk like this. But,
okay.
Art just informed me that the Spurs are in the playoffs, so it's perfect timing.
Oh, well, aren't they always in the playoffs is my question. Yeah, we actually, a friend of mine, Michael McLaughlin, right there from Austin, a brilliant musician, great guy. It was actually his brainiac idea. I was living in Utah at the time, but traveling to Austin, and we together put this together with some great people there in Austin. Tim Curry Sr., whose wonderful voice you hear there, he just passed away 2 years ago. And his son, Tim Curry Jr., did a lot of the sound mixing on that at Lava Studios with Brian Anderton. It was a fabulous experience. And then, of course, Bill Schoening. You know, everybody knows the voices of Bill. So it was a wonderful experience. And then I just lost my father to cancer, and that aired just about 2 months after we had found out that he had terminal cancer. So it was I'm getting choked up even thinking about it. It was a bittersweet experience because music just has saved my life in so many aspects.
Right.
Emotionally, physically, spiritually, I don't know what I would have done without it. And that artistic ability to just express myself in that way and others, it's just wonderful. So happy Sunday to you too.
Yes. Well, it's, really interesting that you bring up the healing effects of, artistic expression, because that's what my first guest this evening just wrote a book about that, so it all kind of ties in together.
I wanted to ask you about that. I've been listening to your show and love it. It's fabulous. You said his name was Ronald Navarre. Did you say it was Ronald Navarre?
No. My first guest was Augustine Arellano.
Oh, right. There was a reference to a Navarre, but
right.
Anyway,
right.
That's great.
Yeah. So, I was looking up all your information on Facebook, and you're a very, very busy woman. You're a musician, director, producer, and a whole lot more. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about all the things that you're doing?
Wow. Well, that would almost, you could read it in my book. No, I'm kidding. Working on that too. What I'm focusing on mostly is promotion. I'm a concert promoter. My first big concert as a concert promoter was just last September here in Utah. And I brought out some of my favorite musicians in the world, and that's Austin, Texas musicians. I brought out some of the Texas blues legends, Van Wilkes, Lisa Tingle, Alan Haynes, Chris Marish, my gosh, I could go on in these great bands. I brought three bands out, and we here in Provo, Utah, we're right here at Brigham Young University. So we're in kind of the Mormon hub of the land, and not a whole lot of people are, in tune to the Texas blues, but I sure am. I lived out there for many years, and I still have family out there. My mother, hi, Mom. My brothers, just I needed to bring them out here, and it was such a wonderful experience. So I've kind of started doing that, but I'm also working with Rock Canyon Studios, and we're doing live webcasts, live streaming like you're doing with your radio and Art Mendoza, and with Flash Television Network, which is kind of a new thing that Tony Toscano has put together, and we're online streaming, 24/7 at flash1tv.com, and we're in the beta test phase right now, but just all sorts of things. I'm getting my hands into everything I can, because if I don't, I go crazy.
So are you involved in Sundance?
I am. Yes, I am. I worked at Sundance for many years. The Sundance Film Festival is actually not held in Sundance. Sundance is like Robert Redford's ski resort, okay? I have great friends. They have beautiful cabins there. But the Sundance Film Festival, basically, is in Park City. But they call it the Sundance Film Festival because it's obviously Robert Redford and all that. Tony Toscano from Flash TV does all of the interviews with all the you know, the movie stars. He knows everyone. Hi, Tony. Uh-huh. Hope you're listening in. But, yes, uh-huh. I've worked up at Sundance, and it's beautiful. It's a 20-minute drive from my home right here at the Brigham Young University Stadium. I can hear the football games as they go on from my home. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. And, you know, I was listening to your last guest, Laura, talk about the beautiful weather there. And I'm like, do you have room, Laura? We'll trade places. You come to Utah and, you know, we'll all just have a good time. But anyway, yeah. How's the weather there in Austin? How's it going in Austin?
It's actually beautiful. It's cool here. It's in the 70s, so it's and
wow.
The sun is out, so it's perfect, right?
Blue bonnet season.
It's just, I think we just passed blue bonnet season.
Yes,
there are other wildflowers out that I couldn't tell you what they're called.
Probably you're one of them. I bet you're a wildflower from the past, right?
So, you know, we were up in Utah about 2 years ago in August.
Really?
And there was a blues festival going on there.
Wonderful. Tony Holiday, I bet, played it. Yes.
If we heard the group Jelly Roll. Have you ever heard of
yes,
them?
Yes, Jelly
Roll. We ended up having them on the show.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's you know, we're trying to get the blues scene going. Actually, up at Snowbird, my friend used to run that program, and they had the summer festivals and with the blues. And believe me, there is a blues membership here that is growing. And if I have anything to do with it, they'll be black and blue by the time I'm done. I live off of Texas music. You know, Austin, Texas. I just love the musicians there. They feed my soul. It's a frequency that I absolutely am in tune to, and it just I need it for my survival.
So, are you singing? Are you performing anywhere these days?
Well, yes, actually, in the past few years I've been in a couple of different bands, but now I'm more focused on I'm writing my own stuff and
uh-huh.
getting ready to produce some things. But I'm actually working with Sean Barrows he was one of the American Idol finalists a few seasons ago.
Wow.
And he's
okay.
got a great live webcast we do with Sean, and he's what a talent. He's he plays the keyboard, he sings, and he has a show called The Unsung Heroes, and it's a live Facebook feed we do. And we're getting, you know, 30,000 views just in a week. But our Christmas special, where we had, I think, 900 different people come through our studio there at Rock Canyon that day, and he did four different sessions with choirs and different, you know, musicians around Utah. And you just won't believe the talent there is in this state, let alone this world.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean kind of gives that platform for people to come on every week, every Thursday night. But we had
uh-huh.
over 450,000 views, I think, for our Easter special, which was pretty awesome.
Wow.
And I run the camera switch. So I'm up there with the camera switch with four or five
uh-huh.
different cameras. And, you know, it's a trip. It's just like the most intense hour and a half of the day, you know, but it's so rewarding at the end of the day when you're like, oh, we pulled that off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, yep. you said that you're writing music.
Actually, I have a boyfriend. His name is Glenn Dickey, and he is the best musician I know in Utah. I just have to say that. Great guitarist.
Uh-huh.
We kind of met a few years ago, and I play the bass and also the drums, but I play the bass. And he has taught me more, and we started to rock out, and so I started pulling these songs out of my memory bank, and we've got about three of them completed. So I'm going to go into the studio, Rock Canyon Studios here, in a week or two, and lay those down, and we'll see what happens, you know. Maybe Sean will put us on a show.
Uh-huh. Great. Okay.
Yeah, I do a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, do you have any CDs already out that you've put out in the past?
No, I don't, but I actually promote. I have this wonderful young man named, Ryan Rostrum. He actually is, I'm his tour manager and agent, and he's getting ready to embark on a world tour. He sounds so much like Eric Johnson. He's not Eric Johnson.
Huh.
He's Ryan Rostrum. But he has that clean, clear tone, and he's just this self-made, he's going to be like the new guitar hero legend. You know, Eric has a guitar hero legend thing. It's Ryan is the new era, I believe, of these young kids that I don't know about you, but I miss the lead guitar solos of the 80s and the 90s. You know, we've kind of gone into a different era, but at my age, I won't say how old I am, but you know, it's nice to see that these older bands are coming back and going on tour again. It's something that, you know, it regenerates my soul. It reminds me of the youth that I still feel inside and maybe don't display on the outside. And music, what keeps me young is music. And so I just love my jobs. Or, you know, whatever it is that you want to call it, because it's not a job.
Right.
It is an adventure.
Right.
I love it.
So if listeners are interested in finding out more about what you're doing and hearing the music that you're promoting or finding out even when you have your recording available, is there one central place where they can go online?
I would suggest and recommend they go to probably Facebook. It's Rhonda Jean Nielsen. Now, Rhonda is without an H. No H in Rhonda. My dad beat the H out of me. He really did it. But I like that joke. But it's Rhonda Jean Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N. And my company is R Jeans Entertainment. So it's the letter R, R Jeans Entertainment. And I am located here in Provo, Utah, and if you get on there, you can always get in touch with me that way, or rondabluejeans@gmail.com, and that would just be fantastic. I'm the lover of life, I'm an artist, and everything is in color, so there you go.
Great. Excellent. So I'm going to post that on my web post about this program, so that listeners can go there later and they can just click on it and it'll take them
to those
places. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, thank you very much. I really enjoyed your show, and I'd love to be on anytime. Okay.
Great. I'd love to have you on again, and good luck with everything that you're doing.
Thank you very much. You have a wonderful evening.
All right. You too. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So before Art kicks us off the air, I'm going to let you know what's happening next week. And next Sunday, April 30th, we'll be back with another great program from here in Austin, Texas. And Teresa Lehtinen, author of the book Reinventing Her, Helping Women Plan, Pursue, and Capitalize Their Next Chapter, founder of My Financial Design, registered investment advisor, money empowerment coach, and manifesting mentor, who specializes in helping women pursue their financial dreams, will join us once again to talk about money, women and following our dreams. And since Teresa's last appearance on this program, I've begun to work with her for financial coaching. So she and I will discuss how this process works and how it feels for me and why it's so important to overcome fears about having a financial advisor or a financial coach when running into obstacles, and why it really helps in leading us to financial health and well-being rather than sweeping finances under the rug like so many of us do. And more, we always have a musician or an artist, so stay tuned to find out who will be on. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show, get the links to all of my guests' websites and all the information that they've given that is most important, or you want to listen to previous programs or read about future programs, read my blogs and Huffington Post and Thrive Global. All of that is on my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And also be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/Your Golden Years. This program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Agustin Arellano, Laura Gelazunas, Rhonda Jean Nielsen, and of course, thank you to Art. And thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night, an inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Before we throw it back to Chris Doole at the World Car Studios, I wanted to share a little something with you. As many of you know, I enjoy writing songs in my spare time, so therefore I have lots of cool musician friends, some of whom are big Spurs fans. One of those musician friends of mine is singer Rhonda Nielsen. Anyway, Rhonda sent me a tune last week that she and some friends in Austin came up with. It's called Kicking It with the Spurs. Here it is. Hope you like it.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.